Hello, listeners, old and new. Thank you for being here on They Call Me the Ghost. This is your preview to this week's episode being released here this Friday, December 20th. And before we get started, can I just say, wow, I can't even explain to you guys how busy this holiday season has been. How's it been for you guys? I sort of wish I was in a room with you and I could just sit with all of you and we could just have a chat, because as I sit here and I think about how crazy just the last few weeks have been, it makes me look back on the whole year. You know, every year we take a look back on what went on, and I've told you guys that before. There were some good jobs this year, and a lot has happened. And some of us here on the team were affected quite deeply by some of the work that we did. I hope as the new year approaches, some of you can look back and take a look at how maybe things affected you. And I hope it's in a way that can better who you are or better what you're doing or help you in some way. Anyway, for us, it's been years since we've had this much activity around Thanksgiving and Christmas and all of it. The last three jobs that we have worked, we have done for no pay or anything like that. They were things that needed to be done no matter what. And then, you know, the timing. Of course, we could say no to any one of the jobs that we get and instead choose to be, you know, lounging around with loved ones and friends like a lot of you have hopefully been doing. But we just couldn't do that either. So that said, I apologize for the absence, but everything is great over here and I hope everything is going really great with you guys. And so let's keep going. We have a story to finish. When I left you last, I had given you the setup for the Greek god story. It wasn't really a setup, actually. It was the first half of all that went on. Hard to get your head around something this outrageous, because stuff like this can just seem crazy to anyone that you tell or that hears about it. So we had to get through all of that for ourselves just to get to a point where I could actually agree to take the job. And okay, so with part one already out there, I thought today, we don't really need a preview of the story because we're already into it, but what I thought I would do is get into a small review, go over a little bit about what happened in that last video as a refresher. I'm also leaving the link to that video below in the description. So if you haven't heard it or you want to be sure you're all caught up on all the details, even if you did listen to it, make sure you click that link. It's that easy. And take a listen. Okay, so what all happened in the first half of this story? I'm going to go over a few things just to remind you. We were called on by a gentleman, which actually turned out to be two guys, right? We have an underwater archaeologist. His name is Niles Sutcliffe. And then we also have a cognitive scientist, and his name is Leo Cardano. Niles was the one who actually got a hold of me. And if you remember, he didn't really want to give me a whole lot of information in that request. And that happens sometimes. Actually, it happens a lot of the time. You know, I know usually whenever I get a request that I'm not getting all the information, even if they're trying to give it to me. No matter how secure they know I am, how secure the lines are, there's just still something uncomfortable when you're trying to talk about something that could make you seem completely crazy to most people. Here, in this case, Niles is working with Leo to help set things right, he tells me. He's trying to put something back where it is supposed to be. Then fast forward to the part where he tells me that this involves the Greek gods, and things just got more interesting from there. And, you know, I have to say, there was some great feedback to this story that I started about the Greek gods. When I put out that first half, there was a lot of stuff that you guys had to say. There are many different beliefs and ideas around the whole thing. One thing that would be very hard to deny, though, is that the Greek gods are part of our history. They are what people believed in, like it or not. They may not have come down and knocked on your front door, but either way, they were what people believed in. And in belief is power and energy. And it would seem energy has no limits. No matter what you believe or where you stand, if you believe in the Greek gods today or if you don't, there were people back in the day that did. And it is because of their beliefs that this job that I ended up on existed at all. And it's those beliefs way back when, in one god in particular, that brings this all together. I'm talking about the sun god, Helios. He let something go from his grip, something that's still talked about, and something that's forgotten at the same time. But when he let his one and only original golden chariot go, he didn't realize how important it would be to one day get it back. This was something I had to look into further, and so Harley and I went to visit these two men in Palermo, Sicily. And it was in Palermo, in a little cafe, that we learned what it is that both Niles and Leo came to understand about the Greek gods. With what had been given to them, what was shown to them, and with the information they already had and the resources they had, they were able to form a picture. And like I said, an understanding that they felt was in line with their own requester, Helios himself. And Niles and Leo wanted to explain what it is they came to know to us. You know, history does something different to each and every one of us. It affects us differently. We take it in differently. We picture it differently in our minds and flat out understand it differently. In order for this job to work, we had to know what it was they found in this case, and we needed to get to a place with all of it so that we would all be looking at it from the same perspective and be on the same page. This had to happen so that we could get in and get the job done. And like I said in the first half of the story, personal beliefs here are not required, right? This is a situation that needs to be seen for what it is in the moment, and it needs to be handled. What you personally believe, why they are called gods, what is out there in the world, really has nothing to do with this particular situation and job. And you'll need to be able to get to that place and separate that in order to go on this ride with me as I tell the rest of this story on Friday. Back then, when all of this was going on, these beliefs were all over the place. They were everywhere. And these people really meant it. This was a belief so strong that it actually created the gods they were trying so hard to believe in and please. They were searching so hard for a truth and an explanation and something that could make sense to them that out of their energy, they actually created what they were looking for. Either way, what was created all those years ago was reaching out to Leo. That's what happened that one rainy night in Palermo at his place. He thought he was going crazy. He thought he was imagining all of it. But with it being relentless and never going away, it finally was something that could not be avoided. And in the first half of the story, that's where it brought me to Leo's Book of Truths with regards to the beliefs of Greek gods only. Again, I'm not talking about your beliefs personally or other beliefs that are out there. This Book of Truths was specific to the Greek gods and Greek mythology. There are a lot of versions of the stories out there on all of this, and each and every Greek god, what they did, how they interacted. And so this book, should you believe, provided you the truths of what really went on with these Greek gods. And the ones he was interested in that time was, of course, the stories around Helios. The Book of Truths backed up what most of the other versions out there do say, that Helios had a son, and his son, Phaethon, wanted to drive Helios's chariot, the one that took the sun across the sky every day. But he wasn't ready. Well, not listening to any warnings about that, he took the chariot anyway, and things got out of hand. Long story short, before he could burn the world to the ground, which is the path he was on, Zeus stepped in and stopped him with a thunderbolt. That thunderbolt not only stopped him, however, it killed him. And so, there it was. Zeus had killed Helios' son. Helios was heartbroken. He was very affected by this. He couldn't take that sun across the sky any longer, and he refused to do so. That didn't last long, though, and he would take up his job again. And as for us, we're there, with Leo and Niles. Leo is obviously the chosen connection between what's going on here and Helios. We learned about Niles' expertise and how his underwater archaeology can help pinpoint exactly where this mission needs to take place. Helios was the sun god, but in order to complete this mission, we must go deep down into the Mediterranean Sea and retrieve his all but forgotten sacred golden chariot. No matter that this would be more than a challenge. Never mind the fact that we learned that should Poseidon learn that we were there, he might have something to say and do about it. We would be in his territory after all. Doesn't sound like any sort of typical dive to me. That's what I'm thinking when I'm sitting there in Leo's mansion museum. And let's certainly not mention the fact that while we were visiting this mansion, we too had a visit from Helios himself. It would be an understatement to say that with something like that, we weren't taken aback. I mean, even we could be surprised, and there was nothing about this job that was not surprising. There was definitely something happening in Palermo. There are questions that will need answers before the story on Friday. What was up with the Helios chariot as he took up his job once again, taking the sun across the sky? What was all in that book of truths? And what was in that box? We would need all of what we saw and all of what we learned, and we would need each other in order to pull off this job. There were questions around this job, and questions that came up even because of a job like this, why would we take it in the first place? I have those answers, and I share them. This job is a lot, and that's why it's broken up into two parts in the first place. And with that, I encourage you to listen to the first half of this story, the one that I've linked to below, and get yourself refreshed or listen to it for the first time if you haven't heard it. Because you're going to want the full story of what happened. What did Zeus exactly do that day? Where has Helios been all this time? Some of those answers are in that first half, and either way, you're going to want the information in that first half so that you're prepared to listen on Friday. I don't know about you, but I don't like starting movies in the middle, and that's kind of what this would be like. On Friday, part two to this job will be released, and I hope to see you there. Come on the journey and dive into something a little bit out there before the holiday really sets in. I will be here to tell you about our trip down into the Mediterranean and what incredible things happened when we got there. And listen, on top of it all, it's great to reconnect with all of you. I hope everyone's been doing well. I hope everyone's having a great week. It really does feel good to be here with you. So until Friday, and I will talk to you all soon.